love one another. What does that look like? Love one another. Well, from the context of today's reading, it's not about romance. It is about mutual affection and genuine respect. It is the kind of love that makes a person willing to give up their life for someone else's. The command from Jesus is, love one another as I have loved you. So what does it look like? Well, here are some thoughts. It's about being a caring community of Christ. It's about being a people of prayer and action. It's about being a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. The command from Jesus is, love one another as I have loved you. It's impossible to live up to that kind of love. I mean, Jesus was a hopeless idealist. Maybe he was a hopeful idealist. Let's go with hopeful idealist for a minute. How do we do it? How do we love one another? All right, maybe help cook, clean, wash dishes, take out the garbage, and do laundry at home without being asked. Help weed and tend to the flower beds, the memory garden, the lawn at St. Paul's. Support our benevolence giving with financial gifts. Or continue supporting St. Paul's United Church of Christ with your finances, with your time, with your talents. Maybe get involved or re-involved with any project we're part of at St. Paul's United Church of Christ. Or how about keep wearing a mask when you're out in public and continue to keep a safe distance? How about mow and trim a neighbor's lawn? What are some other ways you can think of? All right, how about right now, while you're watching, put them in the comments section. If you're on Facebook, put them in the Facebook comments section. If you're on Instagram, put them in the Instagram comments section. If you're on YouTube, put it on the YouTube comments section, and it might take a minute for those to appear. Maybe send us an email or a message. How about write a letter to the church with your ideas and send it through the postal service? Here are some more possibilities. How about spending time really listening to a friend who needs to talk? Donating blood or organs? Praying and acting? How about maybe being better stewards of our planet? Focus on green initiatives. Maybe donate to, and maybe even work with, Habitat for Humanity. Maybe support the Downers Grove Community Kitchen, Alex's mission. Why not get connected to Lafia, reaching out to people with cards, letters, calls, and care packages? Send an email to the church if you'd like more information on that. Maybe support Crop Walk in October, or anytime you can donate to Church World Service. Maybe you want to sponsor a child. At St. Paul's, we work with Niños con Benedicción. You can find a link on our website in the benevolence section. Maybe support the Mental Health Network, mhn-ucc.org. Or the UCC Disabilities Network, uccdm.org. Or donate to Disaster Response, ucc.org/disaster. It's a wide variety of ministry ideas to support. If you go to the UCC website, ucc.org, and look at the what-we-do area. And of course, support the benevolence ministries of St. Paul's United Church of Christ. So many ideas, and I'm sure you have some too, on how we can live out God's vision for St. Paul's, for the church. Let me close with the words of someone who's not a Christian. but who is a person of great wisdom, the Dalai Lama from the 21st century. Because we share this planet Earth, we have to learn to live in harmony and peace with each other and with nature. That is not just a dream, but a necessity. We are dependent on each other in so many ways that we can no longer live in isolated communities and ignore what is happening outside those communities. Love one another. Amen.